Unicorns Do Not Eat Earth Ponies by Winterstormed. Izzy wants to cuddle. Sprout sighed in relief as he plopped back into his chair. The air conditioning unit was heavy, but he managed to install it all on his own and even managed to do it before breakfast. Now he had the whole police station for the day. Hitch was busy with some errands outside Maritime Bay, something to do with a missing cat. Sprout huffed at the thought. Sheriff Hitch, Maritime Bay's hero. The sheriff, along with his friends, vanquished Emperor Sprout. He winced at the memories surfacing when he heard the Folds playing the other day. Those 3 days after his reign as Emperor were horrible. Every pony looking at him like a moldy hay sandwich. It slowly died though when Hitch vouched for him to hold on to his position as deputy sheriff, albeit without 3 months' pay for the damage he caused during his short reign. For that he was grateful. Not that Hitch needed to know, not to his face anyway. Sprout looked at the small pile before him. It was the last bit he had to do. After that he could just relax. But where can he relax? He cannot go home. It got taken away from him, since he could not afford to pay his rent. He's been staying with his mommy since then. Obviously his mommy's house was out of the options. He definitely could not go out to eat or be seen in public. He still gets few glances from ponies. Sprout yawned. Oh well, sleeping in the police station it is. Again. The sound of the door opening awoke the irritated Sprout. Sorry, Civvy. Sprout said, not bothering to open his eyes. The station is closed until Sheriff Hitch returns.
Aww! Sunny said Hitch would be here!
Sprout inwardly groaned. Great, some pony who is a friend of Sunny. Wait a minute, where did I hear that voice before? Sprout slowly raised an eyelid. A purple mare was looking around the office, searching for something as she looked around Hitch's desk and files. Meh, not my desk, not my problem.
Hitch, are you in here?
Said the mare as she looked into a waste bucket.
Maybe I should do something before this gets out of hoof.
Sprout sighed as he awoke from his seat.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but the sheriff is working on a case at the moment. If you want, you can make an appointment for tomorrow, you can... Oh no, this cannot be happening.
Sprout looked in horror as the purple mare turned around. She was a unicorn, and not just any unicorn. It was THE unicorn. The one that came to Maritime Bay and ruined everything. The purple mare tilted her head as she gave a soft giggle.
Does your face always look like a frowny face, or are you just having a bad day?
Sprout clenched his teeth.
You have no idea.
I might have, Sprout.
Sprout blinked.
Did she just read my mind?
Nah.
I'm sorry, Lizzie.
Izzy!
Whatever, I don't care what your name is. As for your sheriff, he is currently gallivanting in the grasslands looking for an elusive cat.
This was getting on his nerves. Hitch always got everything. He was sheriff, got his own calendars, and all the mares swooned around him whenever he walked, and now even the unicorn mares were at him. Probably to eat him. Unicorns were known to eat earth ponies.
Hello! Equestria to Sprout?
Sprout shook his head, dispelling his thoughts of his very lucky friend.
What? Why are you still here?
Izzy giggled as she magically closed the door behind her, locking it. Obviously, Sprout did not notice.
Well, you see, the reason why I came here was to talk to Hitch about what he and Sunny experienced a week ago in here.
Sprout was confused. He knew Sunny had to spend a night in jail for all the bylaws she broke. He wished he was there to see it, but was unable to as he was cleaning the mess he made during his reign as Emperor.
What did they experience?
If you want to spend some time in jail, I would happily...
Izzy smiled, trying not to giggle as she approached the deputy sheriff.
No, silly! Because of the cold, Hitch and Sunny had to share a bed in one of the cells and ended up cuddling with one another. Sunny said it was the most amazing experience!
Sprout was not surprised. From foalhood, he figured those two would become a couple, and he would become the third wheel. Well, that was a wrong guess. He was more of a sixth wheel now, and Sunny probably despises him for destroying her home. Sprout sighed as he went back to his chair.
Let me guess, you wanted to cuddle with Hitch to experience what Sunny experienced.
Yes, but since he's not here, my plan has changed. I've decided I would cuddle with you.
Sprout stopped in his tracks.
What did she just say? Nope. Hell no, I am not cuddling with a unicorn, especially her.
Sprout immediately felt something wash over him. Magic.
Let go of me! I'm not cuddling with you! Help! Help! Some pony, help!
Izzy giggled.
I already enchanted the whole police station so we can have all the privacy.
Sprout tried to squirm as Izzy levitated him into the cell, closing the gate behind her, locking it and throwing the key far away.
Calm down, Sprout. A cuddle will help relieve your stress and tiredness.
I'm not stressed, nor am I tired.
Sprout backed away from Izzy slowly. She might try to eat him. Izzy gave him a toothy grin.
Aww, I do not bite,
said the purple mare as she walked closer to Sprout. Sprout felt the wall against his back.
Trapped. Yes, you do. Unicorns are known for their carnivorous appetite.
Izzy frowned.
That is not true. We are ponies just like you.
Sprout scoffed at that.
Yeah, right.
Sprout's eyes were shut. She was inches away from him. He could tell by the feeling of warm breath hitting on his face. It smelled nice.
Snap out of it. Any moment now she is going to eat you.
Sprout immediately felt something on his ear. She was eating him from the top. Sprout opened his eyes.
Confused.
Was she nibbling his ears?
What are you doing?
Izzy looked at him, confused as well.
Hitch said Sunny nibbled his ears and it was the most beautiful moment of his life.
That was too much of information. Look here, Unicorn, if you want to eat me, then eat me. Just get it over and done with.
Sprout was shivering with fear. Do unicorns play with their food before eating it? Izzy looked offended.
She was offended.
We do not eat ponies!
Sprout looked at her as she raised her voice, terrified as ever as he tried to make a run for it, only for Izzy to pounce on him. Sprout looked at the unicorn on top of him. He could see the determination in her eyes.
I will prove to you unicorns do not eat ponies and you will have no choice but to agree with me!
She declared. Immediately Izzy started to nibble his ears again, and then his cheek.
Is she proving to me unicorns do not eat ponies by biting me?
Ah, there's your sensitive spot.
Sensitive spot?
Sprout began to moan.
What the hey?
Izzy smiled victoriously as she puffed her cheeks.
Found it!
She was nibbling his neck. Sprout tried his best not to moan, but he could not help himself. He was in bliss.
Stop it!
Izzy giggled.
Then first admit unicorns do not eat ponies!
Never!
Izzy began to nibble his neck even more, ignoring his cries for mercy until eventually...
Fine! Unicorns do not eat ponies! Please stop!
Sprout gasped. Izzy came off him.
See? Was it hard?
Sprout sighed as he stood up.
I'm just glad that this horrifying experience is over.
Did you not at least enjoy it? Hitch said.
Sprout lost it.
I don't care what Hitch said. If you love him so much, go be with him. I despised every moment of this. Every moment with you. I told you I did not want to cuddle.
Sprout immediately regretted what he had said. Izzy's ears and shoulders were drooping and the tears were freely falling down her cheeks as she turned around, walking away.
I'm sorry, Sprout. I will leave now. I hope you will forgive me for what I did. I just could not stand seeing you unhappy.
Izzy tried to reach for the keys with her magic, but it sputtered out. She tried to reach with her hoof, but could not reach it. Izzy felt a hoof around her stomach as it pulled her into a tight embrace.
I'm sorry for shouting at you, Izzy.
Sprout said softly.
Whatever Hitch has is what I dreamt of as a foal. He has everything, while I have nothing. You could even say I am jealous, even though I am his friend. I appreciate that you care about how I feel. Really, I do. So please do not cry. It does not suit you.
Sprout wiped the tears from her face as she turned around to look at him with a small smile adorning on her face.
Does that mean you want to cuddle?
Sprout frowned.
You got to be kidding me. Don't you think that is too intimate?
No, it's not. Let me show you.
As he levitated Sprout onto the prison bed, brand new jail beds, mind you, and wrapped her hoofs around him, burying her face into his chest.
This is cuddling,
she said as she breathed his fur.
You smell like cookies.
Sprout felt his cheek seed up. She does not need to know he is fond of baking.
Your horn is rather dangerously close to me.
You worry too much. Is this not relaxing and comfortable?
Sprout yawned as he wrapped his hoofs around her.
Yeah, it is.
Eventually, the two ponies fell asleep in each other's embrace.
Sprout! Wake up, bro!
Who the hey is that? Mommy, I'm up!
Shouted Sprout as he jumped off the prison bed. Hitch rolled his eyes.
Seriously?
Sprout looked around for Izzy, but there was no trace of the mare.
Was it a dream?
Hey, bro, why so glum?
Sprout sighed.
It's nothing.
Hitch raised an eyebrow but left it.
Well, we better get going. Sunny invited us for dinner at her place. The whole gang is gonna be there.
Don't you mean your gang?
Oh, and you have mail on your desk, by the way.
Sprout wore a puzzled expression as he went to retrieve the letter from his desk and opened it as Hitch disappeared into the bathroom. Probably to gel that mane of his.
Dear Sprout, sorry for leaving you hanging, but I promised Sunny to help her prepare everything for dinner at her place. She said she invited you as well. I'm so excited! I finally know what it's like to be cuddled, and I'm happy it was with you. Your best friend, Izzy Moonbow.
Sprout felt something in his chest flutter. Izzy Moonbow. The biggest smile was plastered on his face. Yep, Deputy Sprout has fallen in love. Not wasting time, Sprout ran into the bathroom, grabbing a surprised Hitch in tow.
Come on, Hitch, we're getting late! The sun is already going down, let's go, let's go!
Hitch yelped as they raced out of the office.
But Sprout, I forgot to brush my teeth!
Author's note. Sprout deserves more love, but before I could do anything, Izzy was already at the scene. Cheers and hope you enjoy!
Hello everyone, this is once again Comment Time with Little Pony, and I will remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps us need and very much appreciate it, and you get awesome perks if you do. Because, you know, you get either merch if you buy something in our merch store, or you get early access to our stuff if you become a channel member, or a Patreon of ours. So,
oh my gosh, where to begin, where to begin? I read the other story, the prequel to this, which is, let me just have a look real quick, A Cold and Stormy Night, where Sunny and Hitch are cuddling in the prison. And I loved it. I really did. And then I was like, you know, let's see about the sequel. So I added the sequel to my read later list. I never previewed it. Which I should have, because there are so many mistakes in terms of grammar and shit in here. But, yeah. I absolutely adore this story. And I like the idea, strangely enough, of Hitch and Izzy hooking up. I don't think they're a perfect couple, but I think they would make a couple nonetheless. Anyhow, let me know what you thought about the story in the comments down below, and don't forget to comment, like the video, and to share it, because it helps us in the algorithm, and helps us in the long run to keep the lights on around here. Also, it lets us know that you actually like our content, because recently stuff, you know, isn't going so well. Anyhow,
Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and I hope that this video finds you well in body and mind.